Now to that bombshell announcement from New York Mayor Eric Adams ending his bid for re-election after weeks of speculation about his future. The move comes as he faced growing pressure, including from the White House, to drop out of the race. More now from ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Aaron Katursky.
Tonight, just 5 weeks before Election Day, the scandal-scarred mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is dropping out of the race.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my re-election campaign.
Adams facing mounting pressure, trailing badly in the polls, and the White House urging him to quit as President Trump rails against progressive frontrunner Zohran Mamdani, a self-described Democratic socialist.
I see what's going on in New York. We're going to have perhaps a communist mayor because it's split up.
Earlier this year, the Trump Justice Department dropped federal corruption charges against Adams, who ditched the Democratic primary and ran as an independent. Trump preferring a one-on-one race between Mamdani and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Adams did not endorse any of his rivals, but appeared to offer a warning about Mamdani and his agenda.
Too often, insidious forces use local government to advance divisive agendas with little regard for how it hurts everyday New Yorkers. Major change is welcome and necessary, but beware of those who claim the answer to destroy the very system we built together over generations. That is not change, that is chaos.
Tonight, Cuomo saying the mayor's exit shows Adams is sincere about putting the city above personal ambition, but Mamdani had a different takeaway.
Well, I think the race continues to be the same as it was, where it's a race between us and a failed politics that we've seen, whether it's Andrew Cuomo or Eric Adams.